A new book explores a topic Alaskans are all too familiar with, the cold. In the interest of research, Anchorage author Bill Strever takes a dip in the icy Arctic Ocean and even delves into the world of quantum physics. He also looks at glaciers, frostbite, seals, and igloos, among other things. The book is called simply Cold. In its pages, Strever delivers plenty of fascinating facts related to cold, including the unique hibernation technique of Alaskan ground squirrels.
Their blood temperature drops down just below freezing, slowly drops down, gets just below freezing, and they spontaneously start to shiver. In the middle of winter, they'll start to shiver and they'll wake up. And they'll wake up just enough, they'll not truly wake up, but they'll break this cooling period in their body, they'll start to warm up, and they'll go into a dream state. Their brain waves change into a dream state, and they'll dream for a while, and then they'll start to cool off again. And they do that all through the winter, back and forth, and that's how they get through the winter. So there's all this great stuff out there in the natural world, there's great stuff in the physical world, there's great stuff in the history of humans on the planet, and then there's landscapes, there's frozen soils, there's a permafrost tunnel in Fairbanks where you can walk down into ground that's been frozen for 40,000 years. And you can see tree roots coming down out of the ceiling, and you think, those are tree roots from up above. But you're 400 feet underground. They're not tree roots from up above. Those are frozen tree roots that look like they're alive, but in fact, they're 40,000-year-old. They're Pleistocene tree roots. So there's all these amazing stories associated with cold, and really, it's kind of inspiring and exciting, and especially as someone who lives in a cold climate, you know, 6 months of the year or more, you're thinking about cold, you're confronted by it, you see it in the mountains everywhere you look around you. So it's just really a fantastic topic.
What is absolute zero, and why is it so hard to get there?
Well, absolute zero is the coldest possible temperature. It's hence the word absolute. It's zero on the Kelvin scale. So on a temperature scale that's different than Fahrenheit, it's absolute zero. It's about minus 460 in Fahrenheit temperature. And it's the point at which molecular motion stops. So molecules and atoms are always sort of vibrating. They're always moving. And that's really what heat is. Temperature is a measure, in a sense, of how quickly molecules are vibrating. At absolute zero, that vibration stops. And the reason it's so hard to get to that point is that in order to get there, you've got to put energy into the system. You've got to try to force those molecules to stop moving. And it is the arena of quantum physics. It's not the arena of everyday experience at those very cold temperatures. That was one of the things that people began to realize probably in the early 1900s, that when you got down close to absolute zero, you were not dealing with the universe as we normally experience it. Just like when you get closer and closer to the speed of light, it's a different world out there than what we would normally experience. Strange things begin to happen.
And what does happen to matter when it gets to that temperature? You gave some examples, but talk a little bit.
Even at much warmer temperatures than that, you start getting bizarre phenomena like feathers that glow, and that was a trick that was used back as early as the late 1800s, where people would give lectures and they would dip a feather into a jar of liquid oxygen, I think they were using, so quite cold, and they'd pull that feather out and it would glow and things would change color and neat stuff like that. But closer to absolute zero, in the so-called death of matter, the structure of atoms begins to change, and people talk about superatoms forming. And it's really very hard for me, anyway, to visualize what that means. And I think really the people that understand that probably understand it on a mathematical level rather than on a sort of a visual level or a conceptualization level.
Were there other experiments that you followed for the book that were intriguing, such as this glowing feather that you mentioned? What other things did you discover in the research for this?
Oh, lots of interesting things about what people have done over the years. A great experiment in Fairbanks where someone watched a couple of students who were walking around barefoot on very cold days in Fairbanks, who apparently were part of some religion that asked them to walk around barefoot, and they had acclimated themselves to the cold very handily. So this scientist in Fairbanks took these students and took some military people and controlled into a controlled situation where they could cool them off, and looked at their response, and ended the experiment very soon because the military guys just could not, they were shivering uncontrollably, and these two other guys, these two students, were having a conversation and were, to all appearances, just fine. Other things about human adaptations I thought were very interesting. In the Amma divers, the famous tradition of diving for shellfish and for pearls in Japan and Korea, the Amma divers have, or at least had in the past, really strong adaptations that let them stay out and function in water that would leave most people incapacitated after an hour or so. And they do it day after day after day, and they take themselves right to the edge of very dangerous hypothermia, and then they go back to warm-up sheds and they warm up. But over time and over generations, they've adapted to that cold in ways that that other people could only envy, really.
Bill Strever will talk about his book, Cold, and sign copies at Tidal Wave in Anchorage tomorrow at 6 p.m. Look for a review of the book in this weekend's New York Times.